Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Director of the Washington Public Library, Brenna Walker, about upcoming events in December, as well as the importance of reading during breaks from school. Christmas at the library has some holiday-themed events. Can you share what those are?
Yes, so we have, starting with our kids' events this month, we have a Star Wars extravaganza, and that's something that we've been looking forward to and planning since June. It's on Saturday, December 14th at 9 in the morning, and from 9 to 10, we'll have some Star Wars-themed snacks. We're going to have a photo booth, face painting, and a costume contest, and then we also are going to have a stormtrooper join us, so there will be some photo op with that as well. At 10 o'clock that morning, on the same day, we'll be showing The Last Jedi, and this is free for the entire family and no registration is needed. On Tuesday, December 31st at 11 a.m., we'll have a noon Year's Eve party, which is our annual event. And basically, just bring your kids and we'll bring in the new year at noon that day.
Nobody has to stay up really late.
Right. Your kids can throw balloons in the daytime instead of night at midnight. So this is a family-friendly party, and we're going to count down to the new year without staying up late. Music, crafts, and treats, and we had a great turnout last year. It was a lot of fun. So no registration is required for that either. So for some of our adult events, we have an art talk again this month. We had one a couple months ago as well. It's a Helen Wilson book plate collection is what we're showing. And this will be hosted by Mary Patterson. This will be on Thursday, December 12th, and it will be in our art gallery on the second floor. Book plates are traditionally a symbolic and decorative print, usually used to mark ownership of books. It began in Germany back in the 15th century, and we had about 500 donated from her. And she grew up here in Washington in the Conger House, and they were found in the library in an old lettuce box, interestingly enough, from the grocery store. So Mary Patterson has put them together. They're framed in our gallery, and they look really nice, and she'll be talking about those on that date, Thursday, December 12th. And our mitten tree is still up. We're still accepting donations. We're especially in need of gloves and socks. On December 13th, we're going to distribute those items that we have to HACAP, DVIP Choices Schools, the shelter, and the police department. So thank you to everybody who's donated at this point. On Tuesday, December 17th, we have our monthly book club, and this will be a fiction one. It's our A to Z Fiction Book Club. This will be at noon and 6 p.m. The book this month is called The Snow Child, and it's by Ewan Ivey. And The Bishop's Wife was our radio play that we just had, and we're going to be rebroadcasting that. You are, KCII, from 8 to 9 on Christmas Eve. And so that's a fun collaboration that we've enjoyed being a part of, too, for the last 4 years. As far as Christmas goes in general, we have lots of Christmas books, so we're putting a few out each day. Holiday books in general, we're putting out winter books, things like that. So we're just kind of putting a few out every day, so everybody will have a selection to choose from as they come in the library and pick some out.
So if people have, you know, maybe a couple hours in the car to get to their holiday events, they can pack a book bag for their kids.
Exactly. Yeah, that's our hope, is that you stock up kind of before Christmas break so the kids can keep reading during the break. And, you know, we'd be happy to pull some for you as well. Reading, you know, having even audiobooks, travel time is great for the brain as well, and for that plasticity for children.
We talk about the gap with summer break, but there's also the couple of weeks of Christmas break.
Right, yes. It's important as well. And the nice thing about a Christmas break and summer break, you're reading for fun too.
Right.
And you don't have to have that extra pressure of just reading for schoolwork and things like that. And, you know, having that set story time every night is great because it's, you know, it's predictability for the kids. It's structure for the kids. And it kind of also shows story structure, you know, that there's a beginning, middle, and an end. And it kind of helps them with, I don't know, predictability, sequencing, things like that, that are great for just life attention span. So.
And books make nice gifts.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. So So yeah, have interest-based reading during Christmas break. That's what we like to promote at the library.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Director of the Washington Public Library, Brenna Walker. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.